This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 73 for Monday, August 13th, 2018.
This week, we got a fan-fucking-tastic episode Woo-hoo! For you. We're going to talk about the beers we're drinking.
Why not?
Also, if you think that the people that were doing the Tide Pods Challenge were idiots, wait till you hear this.
And this week, our crazy news stories involve ghosts, snakes, heavy metal, Uber, and maybe a little bit of defecation.
Out of your mouth.
Don't give it away.
Oh, sorry. Defecating out of some anonymous orifice, which will be disclosed at a later point in time.
That's right.
Oh, man, I have two more days of work, then I'm off for a week.
Lucky bastard.
We won't have a podcast as a result next week.
74 will wait.
Yeah, you know what? It's going to be twice as good, though. There's, you know, twice as many stupid things that stupid people can do. And so we can report on it, you know, on the show. So, you know, it's a blessing.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what I was allergic to there, but it was good. So, yeah, twice as much. Well, we really can't put twice as much stuff because, you know, we're going to. We got
It'll
a time
be twice
limit.
As good, though.
It will be twice as good.
You know, it's quality over quantity.
Two extra weeks to prepare, so we'll be ready.
Yeah, I'm totally going to be preparing as I'm at the beach as well.
Well, you know me. I'm always on the lookout. You'll find things. Well, maybe you won't. But there'll be things that you'll see, maybe, or something you'll hear about. But we'll put it together, and we'll have a kick-ass show, as we always do.
You betcha.
All right, you ready to drink some beer?
Let's do it. Let's get right into
hey,
it today.
Martin!
I had a panic attack actually after I sat down here and I got the beer and I realized I was looking at it because this is a well I won't tell you but it, I will it, this is a beer that we've had on the show before and it's one at least the brand is one that I've had several times by mistake on the episodes, so I kind of had that old shit moment when I sat down. I thought, you know what, maybe I have had this, but Untappd says no. Although it said no last time, and I actually did have it on an episode, and then I had it again because I relied on Untappd rather than my own faulty memory.
That's what happens when you get old and don't know it is your phone.
No, I used it last time. It just I didn't log it in.
I'm just fucking with you, Robert. It's
okay. You already know I'm on edge. So you just push me. I'm gonna double check.
No, you just worry about all this stuff.
I do.
Like, you know, if you at this point, and I'm still on a mission to always drink a brand new beer every episode.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, if we're on episode 115 and we drank a beer on episode 4,
yeah,
and we want to drink it again, I don't think it'd be the worst thing in the world. But the good news is there's so much good beer out there.
Yeah.
So I think we can keep this going for a while. If
I hope so.
If not for you just forgetting that you've drank certain beers and just drinking them again. But anyway,
what are you my drinking? Beer God. Damn it. Would you just get on with it?
Yeah. So this is a take on. Oh my God. Fuck off. George, here. Mr. Cocky Nuts got a chime in there. So.
What's Mr. Cocky Nuts drinking tonight?
Mr. Cocky Nuts is drinking a toasted marshmallow milkshake stout from Rochester Mills. I've had the milkshake stout before. I've had a couple other variants from Rochester Mills here, actually. As I always forget, I do like to talk about the beers from that particular brewery I've also had on the show. And I always think about it just as I'm starting to talk about it. But, let me see. So anyways, I have that up here. So let me talk about the beer. Then I'll tell everybody the other beers from that brewery that we've had on the show.
It's not often I wait for you to get it up, Rob, but you go ahead.
But this is a, I know, usually there's like that fucking interrupt me with this shit. But so this is a unique take on a really, really good solid beer from Rochester Mills, which is their milkshake stout. And this is the, like I said, it's a toasted marshmallow. So it's basically the milkshake stout. It's the milk stout. But it has milk sugars, which, well, the milkshake stout does too. But they've added cocoa nibs and marshmallow. Oh. So imagine a milkshake stout, so kind of a very lactosey beer with kind of like, a s'more minus the crackers built into the beer. And I did cheat a little bit. I bought a 4-pack. I drank 2 of them the other day because I just wanted to taste it. I can do whatever the fuck I want. It's my show, too. As long as I've never had it on the show before, who really cares? So, anyway, I've had 2 of them, and it's a really solid beer. I'm going to drink it again just to remind my palate, and then I'll talk about it a little bit.
Okay. Shit, that's blacker than your t-shirt.
It is black as a milkshake stout should be. That's really good. It's a good, and just as I kind of said, it reminds me of the milkshake stout with a hint of marshmallow, kind of a little bit of a roasty aftertaste to it, kind of like a toasted marshmallow, and I can definitely taste the cocoa in there as well. So this is 5.2 percent alcohol by volume, 20 IBUs. I don't really know much else to say about it other than it's really fucking good. It's a good beer if you're, summer and you're out there at the bonfire and you're just looking for a sweeter beer. This is a really, really solid choice here. It's really good. Hmm. I rated a 5 on Untappd.
Holy shit.
I rated the milkshake stout. I've rated a 5 on Untappd. So this is a really nice variant of that. And I don't like it any less than the milkshake stout. So I kind of, by default, it fell into a 5, but even if I had it drink the milkshake stout, this is really good because they've added just enough marshmallow and just enough cocoa where it's not overbearing, but you can taste it, and it gives you kind of that. It reminds me of being out and chilling on a summer night, just by the bonfire, just with friends and family, and just having a good time. So that's kind of what it reminds me of, really solid beer. But, Rochester Mills, again, comes through for me. I've had a couple of their other, actually a couple other variants of the milkshake stout. On episode 14, Assassination Complex, I had the blueberry pancake milkshake stout from Rochester Mills.
Yep.
Really good. I had episode 27, Rob Loves Game of Thrones. I had a Rochester Red, which is one of the, I think it's their most popular brew. You can get it at a lot of local restaurants and stuff like that. That was like the first beer I ever drank from them was the Rochester Red. It's a nice, good amber. I had the main milkshake stout on episode 59. Kelly Makes Burnt Brownies.
Don't tell her.
Let's see here. I had another milkshake stout at episode 60 because I had a Wild Blue Blueberry Lager from Blue Dog Brewing, which was terrible. So French Toast Chalupa was episode 60. And I've had a bunch from them. They just make really good solid beers, and this is a really, really good one. I'm definitely, if I see it on the shelf, I might just have to pick up more. Especially during the summer. It just reminds me of a bonfire.
Well, it sounds good. And I think, like you said, it's got just enough of a variation of another really good beer that you can buy both of them and still feel like they're somewhat different and have a little extra taste in there. Well, that's good. Too bad I can't get that down here.
And beer.
All right. Well, I've got a Great Lakes Brewing Burning River Pale Ale. And as I mentioned before, I had an episode 6. I had the Edmund Fitzgerald Porter. And then another episode it was a Commodore.
I've had something from them too.
Yeah. You had the Edmund Fitzgerald Porter. I drank the Commodore Perry on episode 6, which was Love and Pizza. And then I drank it again on episode 42 after, again, forgetting that I had it. But again, this is the Burning. Close the tab. There we go. Again, this is the Burning River Pale Ale by Great Lakes Brewing Company. And the website says, a toast to the Cuyahoga River Fire for rekindling an appreciation of the Great Lakes region's natural resources. Oh, like the malt and hops illuminating this fresh pale ale, crisp and bright with refreshing flickers of citrus and pine that ignite the senses. Not your local waterways. It's available 6-pack, 12-pack, draft, and pairs with smoky red meats, aromatic cheeses, and a reusable glass. So
I like smoky red meats.
Yeah. I mean, smoky red meats is available year-round, and the alcohol by volume is 6%, so relatively low, and 45 IBU, so it doesn't really pack as much of a punch as some other ones. So I'm going to give it a drink and let you know how I feel about it.
Robert, have you ever had a single-use glass?
No.
I mean, it's glass, right? You don't use it just once. I mean, isn't it kind of already built into the definition of glass that's reusable?
Well, I think they're talking about not pouring in a solo cup or something you're going to toss away. Like your straw, you know? You want something you can recycle and use again. But I like it. I haven't rated it yet on Untappd, even though I did check in. I definitely have the citrus in there. It's light. It's not quite as strong as it was last week. And a little bit of that pine in there, so it just kind of gives it a little bit more of an earthier, natural flavor to it. I like it. I probably put it at a 3.5. It's not one of the best pale ales that I have. I like the taste of it, and if I see it in a cooler somewhere, if I'm at a party, I'll go ahead and grab it. But buy it again, probably not.
Meh. There's other IPAs that you'll...
Yeah, other ones that I go for. It's good. Again, if I see it and there's, you know, other stuff in there that I don't really fancy, then I think this would be good. And yes, I did say fancy.
Wow.
Trying to see if you were listening to me.
You fancy things.
I do fancy.
You fancy motherfucker. It's good. You like that?
I was waiting to see if you figured out how to segue into our random shit segment this week.
I say we just start talking about it. At this point, we've spoiled the opportunity to have a clever and smooth segue into this next story. And I was also trying to figure out how to transition from talking about an IPA that's rated 3.5 on Untappd to
idiots.
To idiots pouring more than water on themselves. There's just no easy way to do that. This isn't necessarily crazy news, but it's just kind of like one of these like random things that, you know, that we come across on the interwebs. And we've talked about the Tide Pod Challenge before, and that's a challenge in which you eat a Tide Pod and you win if you don't die. I don't even know.
The thing about it is, and we've talked about it in the past as well, but the social media frenzy of being able to have a picture, have a video, have something out there, Snapchat, of you doing something cool, doing something stupid, drinking a particular beverage, Starbucks typically. And in this case, it was people wanting to eat these Tide Pods. So to be able to get your video out there, and I guess, like I said, 2018 viral fame for some people is revered above personal safety. And that's basically what it is. So now that kids, and in this case, this is an adult, at least looks like he's trying to eat this Tide Pod, but it's expanded into what else can we do now? Because the Tide Pod thing is over. So now they've come up with other ideas. And the current one is the boiling water challenge, basically. So you either challenge yourself to pour a boiling hot, you know, pot directly from the stove on your skin, or you have to try to drink it through a straw. Okay. Cause you can't just pour it in your mouth. It'll hurt. So you try to drink it through a straw.
Fuck.
Or the third option is you find an unaware participant and you dump it on them and see what their reaction is. And you record it.
First off, I remember as a child accidentally dumping coffee directly from the coffee pot onto my hand.
It's hot.
It like melted my fucking skin. Yeah. Like I remember the skin was dying. I literally had to go to the doctor and get all these bandages and ointments, and they had it I had to have it wrapped and change the bandages every day for like weeks. It looked like, I mean, my hand looked like a dead person hand for like a month after that. It fucking hurt. So I hope that this is not real and that this is fake news, because
no, it's everywhere. Lose,
oh my God. So it's a, so I guess maybe just read it. It's not a whole lot.
Yeah.
So one of the first lessons that we learn as children is to avoid danger at all costs. After all, when we injure ourselves, even if it's just a scratch, we are hardly met with a pleasant sensation. Pain hurts for a reason. It's our body's way of telling us that something is wrong. And while self-harm is something which many people become addicted to, attempting to cope with deep-set emotional trauma is very different from deliberately injuring yourself in a bid to go viral on the internet. If you can tell, I read much better if I've only had a sip or a couple sips of beer, then, you know, fast forward a half hour and then see how I'm reading the stories at that point. But in 2008, Vile Frame, for some people, is revered above personal safety, and if online challenges are anything to go by, countless people around the world are prepared to risk it for all for views and likes, even like if that means suffering a slow and painful death. Case in point, the Tide Pod Challenge, because eating detergent is a surefire way to end up internet famous and in the emergency room.
Yeah, it's so like I said, they've expanded it, so the ones that I've seen, these have actually been on the news, where kids have poured it on themselves, and basically they poured it on their hands. They look down, and like you said, the skin is melted. They've got to go to the hospital. They've got third degree burns. This one kid who he had fallen asleep, and his friend, is said, who cannot be named for legal reasons, did it to him as a joke. So he basically got a big old, he fell asleep on the couch, and his friend went and put water in there and decided that he's going to do it, but it's not going to be him because he's too much of a, I'll censor myself, but he went over and poured it on his friend who was asleep to see what would happen. This kid's got third degree burns. He's got, you know, basically his skin, he's got to do skin grafts all over his face. So he's messed up. It went down to his arms. So it's bad news, but kids are doing it to themselves. They're trying to figure out how to, just become internet famous. And it seems like the internet frenzy and the social media frenzy has really taken over people's sensibilities.
But why become famous for being a fucking idiot? That's the thing.
I don't know, because
you know, this guy here who's pouring a bucket of hot water on himself, I gotta watch this video, by the way.
Yeah.
But like, who's pouring a bucket of hot water on himself, he's gonna be forever known as the dumb fucktard that decided that this was a good idea. Like, nobody is going to have a better opinion of him because of the fact that he did this. I got to watch this video. Hold on.
Well, while you're watching that, the best part about it is in the little screen capture, the pot of water is so hot that he's using dish towels to hold the pot. But the contents of the pot is hot enough that he's going to pour it basically over his head, almost like when you're a kid and you're got your kid in the sink or in the bathtub, and you got to pour a big old bucket of water on there to rinse their hair, is essentially what he's doing. He's got his shirt off and he's standing there and he just pours the, you know, 100, and I don't know what the temperature is, and maybe it says in the video, but he pours it over top of his head. Shit. Yeah, and drinking it through straws, which is, they do it through the straw so it doesn't burn your mouth, but as it goes down, it burns everything else.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
It's like, I got to keep watching it though. Look at this guy's.
Yeah. Yeah, using oven mitts, and then the other guy's using kitchen towels to hold the pot. I don't know. Of all the dumb shit I've ever done, I can't say, thankfully, that I've ever done anything as bad as this. And even when I've had some bad ideas, none of them were. And you have to know, if you can't put your hand in it, that, let's say, you, like you said, you've got either the coffee or you're getting ready to cook something. And sometimes I'll, like, if I'm cooking water, I want to see if it's hot, I'll just kind of lightly dip my finger in it, but I can pull it back out, right, just to see it was hot. I don't see bubbles, so I know it's not going to be that hot, but I want to get an idea. I can pull my finger out, but when you dump it on yourself, it's there, it's in your hair. The one kid had his shirt off, so it's not like it was soaking in that. It's going to roll off, but that's fucking hot.
All right, so if you're listening to this and you think this is a good idea, you know what, just
if you've done this, let us know.
Yeah, if you're one of these dumb fuckers that's actually done this shit, please let us know.
Or if you know someone. We will
have you deported.
Yeah, have them call in. Or if you've done it, you call in 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627. Hopefully nobody leaves that message. But if they do, I'm willing to listen.
Well, I can't even blame this on millennials either, because it's like no. middle-aged people doing this stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, you've never poured hot water on yourself and said, damn, that hurts.
Yeah.
You've never burned your finger. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to crazy news. Fuck these people.
Well, it seems like crazy news is the perfect way to kind of pick ourselves up after that. So I agree. Let's go.
Mr. Cockiness, what do you think of the hot water challenge? He says, fuck that.
That's what Mr. Cocky Nuts says when boiling water is boiled on him.
He'd never do it. He's a rubber chicken, and he knows better. Well, he doesn't even have a brain. He just screams when I squeeze him.
Alexa, have you ever done the boiling water challenge?
Water boils when it reaches 212 degrees Fahrenheit or 100 degrees Celsius. The amount of time it takes for this to occur varies depending on how much water you're boiling, whether or not there's a lid over the water, the temperature of the pot, lid, and stove, the water's salinity, the altitude, and the pot's surface area, volume, and conductivity.
It's like reading the whole fucking Wikipedia page there.
I take that as a no.
She's never done it. She knows all the facts about boiling water, though.
She's like, after I read all this, you're gonna know for a fact that I'm not that stupid.
Alexa, what's a good recipe for boiling water?
Water boils when it reaches 212 degrees Fahrenheit or 100 degrees Celsius.
Alexa, stop.
Shut the fuck up, Robert.
I still like that.
She's such a dirty bitch. All right.
Why don't you tell us about our first one?
First story takes us to the UK somewhere, where a woman who was in love with a ghost now wants to have babies with him. A woman claims she is in love with Ghost and has revealed they have discussed having children together. Amethyst Realm, that's her name.
I think
name.
That's her porn well, name, but...
became a household name in Australia. Oh, Australia.
Oh, yeah. Same thing.
Last year, when she claimed she right had slept with 15 ghosts since breaking up with her fiancé 12 years ago. Wow, she's really whoring her way around the ghost world, huh? She claims she has... I wonder if any of them to her look like Patrick Swayze.
Well, rest in peace, Patrick Swayze.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
He really is a ghost.
Oh, no. We're not talking about that, in love with Demi Moore ghost here. Okay. She claims she has gone off men completely and prefers ghost as she can communicate, feel, and have sex with them. She now has revealed her new ghost boyfriend and are talking about... Nope, that's not how that went. She now has revealed her new ghost boyfriend.
Yeah, they're missing some, thinking, some syllables.
Okay, so, it's not even me.
Now.
This sentence doesn't actually make sense. Maybe on the other side of the planet this fucking makes sense as a sentence. She now... I'm going to read it exactly like it says. She now has revealed her new ghost boyfriend and are thinking about having ghost babies. She told New Idea, one day, while I was walking through the bush enjoying nature, I suddenly felt this incredible energy. I knew a new lover had arrived.
It's pretty serious, in fact. We've been thinking about having a ghost baby. I know that sounds crazy. Mm-hmm. Not at all, but I've been looking into it. I don't think it's totally out of the question. Amethyst also believes phantom pregnancies are ghost babies which are unable to go full term. She also said that her sexual encounters with ghosts have always ended in an orgasm. 29-year-old appeared on The Morning last December and shocked the presenters with her candidness about making love to ghosts. She left viewers baffled as she claimed to have had sex with 15 different ghost lovers. And a shocked Philip told her, "I can imagine you've got quite a name for yourself in the spirit world." And what I want to know.
Are you sure she's not fucking her pillow?
Stranger things have happened. What I want to know is, says she added, "I know that sounds crazy, but I've looked into it and I don't think it's totally out of the question." And now, is this something that, well, we could ask Google?
One word, psychopathy.
Alexa, is it possible to have sex with ghosts?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
See, well, I looked into it.
I got it.
And I don't think
Alexa,
it's possible.
Have you ever had a ghost orgasm?
She didn't hear with you.
Alexa, have you ever had a ghost orgasm?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
See? Now we're looking into it, much like Amethyst Pearl or whatever her name was. And she came to the conclusion that it was possible. Or no, she thinks it's not totally out of the question. And we've asked Alexa and she has no clue. So, I mean, where do you look into this?
Alexa, what does ghost sperm look like?
Look like is usually defined as bear a physical resemblance to. Did that answer your question?
No. Sure did.
Thanks for your feedback.
You're welcome.
Oh man, I don't know. Maybe it's one of the things we'll have to Google at some point. And I think throwing that out there too. If you haven't poured boiling water on yourself, but you've had sex with a ghost, let us know about that too.
Well, you know, one thing that you can't have sex with is a ghost. One thing you could possibly have sex with, though.
Yeah.
Not that either of us would want to, is...
I'd hit it.
Is, some might say I have one of these in my pants. But anyway, on to the story. Worst.
I don't know where this one is exactly from. It's somewhere. Looks like it's somewhere. It's a .uk website, but it says a man...
Everybody has bad teeth. It's probably from London.
Well, last one was from the same place, but it was the lady was from Australia. But this one says a man facing jail time for downloading snake porn. A man has been warned that he could face jail for downloading porn involving people performing sex acts with animals, which is disgusting in its own. That's my commentary there. Brian Mills' computer was found to have pictures of dogs, horses, pigs, and snakes in an act of intercourse with humans. Detective found more than 70 images on the computer at his home in Sunderland, but he denied being into that kind of porn or even watching it. The 46-year-old's lawyer said he downloaded it. He just was not sure how to get rid of it.
Huh?
He pled guilty to possessing extreme images portraying intercourse with a living animal.
Mills arrived at South Tyneside Magistrates Court on crutches from all the porn, which he has used since a bike crash a decade ago.
Bike crash, yeah. See,
he has been unable to work since then as a result of the collision. Laws around bestiality were tightened in 2008, and the starting point for sentencing is 1 year in prison. Mills' lawyer asked magistrates to sentence him, but District Judge Roger Elsie told him that he would be committed to Crown Court, which can hand out tougher sentences. He will appear in Newcastle Crown Court on September 4th. How would Robert?
Yes.
What do you imagine snake porn is?
I don't even want to know.
I mean,
I will not be doing further research.
Not that it's not disgusting. I get okay, but at least like dogs, horses, pigs. They're mammals,
right?
So you know, and again, not that I. Yeah,
there's no condoning like of any such behavior.
I know there's certain crevices available there, but a snake
for each other, not for humans. But the snake is a weird one.
Hey, do me a favor, Google it, and then let me know what it looks like. I don't want to see it.
It's already
bad. I just want to know how it works, though. Look at this guy too. This guy looks like he would be in a snake porn.
He's a creeper. All right. Save image as he's making it to the he's making it to show art this week.
Oh boy, yeah.
He
looks like a serial killer.
If he thought going to jail for a year was bad, wait till he makes it on our show art.
Boy, yeah, fuck that guy.
I'm gonna call him Snake Guy.
Snake Eyes.
Snake Guy. I don't know. Now this one is actually pretty good. I had to laugh at it, and then you sent me the same one, so I knew it definitely was two Bobs ready. But this one is, although you did the first, so this one's yours.
Yeah, stop stealing my thunder. No, so
right, you
if you remember, what was it? It was episode 71. We talked about the 70 and the 72-year-old men who. Gotten in a fight at Costco, yep. And the one guy hit the other guy and knocked his glasses and his hat off. So, you know, we already know that old people sometimes get into mischief, and this is no exception. And, you know, what's weird, though, is a lot of our stories, all of our stories so far, our crazy news stories, have come from the UK or Australia or anywhere, somewhere on the other side of the planet. This is no exception as well. So this comes from Wacken, Germany.
I like Wacken.
I like Wacken. I like Wacken, too. Two elderly men escaped nursing home.
Not the snake
home.
Porn, no.
Episode TTB073. I like Wacken.
Done.
Two elderly men escaped nursing home to attend heavy metal festival. Over to Wacken, Germany. You're never too old. Two elderly men escaped their nursing home Friday to attend the world's largest heavy metal festival, according to a German news report. The Deutsche Welle reports the nursing home told police that the two men were missing from their rooms. The pair were eventually found at the Wacken Open Air Festival at around 3 a.m. local time. The four-day event is said to be the world's largest heavy metal festival. Police said the two were disoriented and dazed, according to Deutsche Welle.
Too much Wacken. The elderly metalheads reportedly did not want to leave the festival so easily. Police had to escort them back to the nursing home with a taxi and a patrol car. According to Deutsche Welle, the world-renowned festival sold out with an expected attendance of 75,000 people. Headline acts include Danzig, Judas Priest, Hatebreed, and In Flames. So, yeah, these guys were rocking out.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
That's cool. Yeah, how they got out, how they got there, how they got in. Although maybe an open-air festival, you can just walk in. Maybe they make their money on hot dogs and T-shirts. I don't know.
I don't know. You think maybe they just let any crazy old man wear a hospital gown in.
Is the back open?
Let me in. We want to get fucked up today.
Oh, man. Good times. I've heard about this festival. But, yeah, I don't know about two elderly guys escaping a nursing home just to attend it. But that was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, good for them. I hope that I have as much pep in my step when I'm as old as they are, living in a nursing home. I get to see these two guys that are just chilling there one day, just like eating Jello in their wheelchairs. Like, you know what? Fuck this place. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's go Wacken.
We're going to Wacken.
Oh, man.
See me some Hatebreed.
Oh, man.
They're probably moshing. They're in the mosh pit.
So you're flying when you head out on vacation. You think when you get down there, you'll take an Uber?
Well, we usually at some point we do take an Uber just because we're going to have cars there. But
yeah,
there are times when maybe, you know, Kelly and I are out with our brother-in-laws and their wives, and maybe we just shouldn't drive home. So at some point, I'm sure we'll take an Uber. Why? What are you getting at?
Well, I was just wondering if maybe the location you were going to be around would be in Colon, Michigan. I'm sure you probably call it Cologne, like Bartolo, but I'm going to call it Colon.
I like Colon, Michigan better.
Oh, good. So it's in the UP, probably?
I have no fucking clue where Colon, Michigan is. Michigan has so many small towns that I've never even heard of. Did you know there's a town called Hell in Michigan? It's Hell, H-E-L-L. There's no other way to swing that.
Yeah, there's one down, I think it's down in the Virgin Islands, where you send a postcard out, and it says it comes from Hell, so people like to line up there, but nah, not me. But let's find out. Alexa.
That's stupid.
Where is Colon, Michigan?
Colon, Michigan is a place in St. Joseph County, Michigan. It is 67 miles, 107 kilometers, southwest of Lansing, Michigan, and 61 miles. 99 kilometers north of Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh, so it's close to you.
It's nowhere near me. It's southwest Michigan.
I don't know. That's somewhere near Georgia is all I know. But anyway, this comes from Colon. It's
going to be further from Georgia.
Anyone?
It's almost to Indiana.
I never said I was good at geology. Anyone who has ever taken Uber ride shows it's convenient and very popular. So one man in St. Joseph County, so Alexa was right, has found a way to make ride sharing more scenic. Timothy Hochstedler calls it Amish Uber. He's adding some horsepower to ride sharing. The newest taxi service in Colon has four wheels, four legs, and good gas mileage. Inside his horse and buggy, people share a ride, and Hochstetler gets to share some stories, and everyone's happy. Uber is a cool thing. Every single year, something new comes in, and Uber is hot right now. So now we have an Amish Uber. We can deliver people to their front doorsteps, Hochstetler said. So far, people are loving it.
How the fuck is this like Uber, though?
Well, I guess they call, instead of showing up in a Corolla, he shows up in his buggy.
But you don't order it through the Uber app. You don't use any app whatsoever, right?
To order an Uber, yes.
Oh, so he's actually an Uber driver.
We've got only a third of the story. Why don't you finish it?
Okay,
that's why I stopped. Not for you to ask questions.
I don't know. I haven't read the story.
I haven't either. That's why I'm waiting.
First time Ubering, and we're riding in a fucking buggy, said Steve Phelps, an Amish Uber rider. That's not what it says. He wasn't angry. I was just saying it angrily to spite Robert over here. I need another beer.
And I'm a pretty hip young mom, okay?
Bruce Jordan and his grandkids took a ride after traveling from Grand Rapids. It was fascinating. It's not an activity typically associated with the Amish, Jordan said. No car, no problem, said Hochstetler. His engine, a horse, has a lot more character. He loves people. He's a Morgan. A Morgan is a people's horse. Oh, the name of the horse. It's the type of horse,
I guess.
A Morgan must be a type of horse. They love giving you a kiss or whatever, said Hochstetler. The guy from the story about the snake porn would probably be okay with that. For $5, you're getting more than just a ride.
Yeah, you are.
That's what she said. I don't think there's an Uber.
I got 10 here.
So it's pretty cool. It gives people that option that can't drive or don't want to drive or shouldn't drive, said Becky Phelps, an Amish Uber rider. Riders get a chance to see Colin without the distraction of driving a car.
Most of them aren't from Colin, but the Colin people have given me a few options.
I bet.
Would you give me a ride to Curly's? Would you go to my house? And yeah, I'd do that, Tim said. Hochstetler is a friend to everyone who has found a way to share through a ride. He's just calling himself an Uber. He doesn't actually work for the company. See, there's the answer. The Amish Uber can be found in Colon over the weekend giving rides during the 81st annual Abbott's Magic get-together.
Yeah, they have horse and carriage rides all over the fucking place. It's nothing special.
Well, he's the Amish Uber. He's the first. Hochstetler.
Sounds like Hochstetler is just trying to sell out to, he's probably doing the fucking hot water challenge as we're talking about this.
The picture on the side of his buggy, he's got paper that he's taped up to the side with that really wide plastic clear tape. It says Amish horse and buggy rides, $5. So it's not really an Uber. You're right.
It's a bullshit story
from Michigan. Horse
and buggy rides,
per usual.
Fucking stupid. There's no app. He doesn't work for anybody else.
He's Amish. He doesn't have electricity. How is he going to charge his phone to get the app? And he certainly won't have service.
Look at this picture, Robert. There's a bunch of fucking regular cars behind him. It's like a regular house. There's a fucking TV antenna. Don't tell me that he doesn't have electricity. He's as much Amish as he is an Uber driver.
Well, he's not touching my colon.
No, he's not going anywhere to my colon.
Well, you know who is going near your colon?
This guy from
World News Daily Report.com.
Finally, a story we can sink our teeth into this week. This week, we're going to talk about none other than a British man suffering from a rare medical condition.
Yes, he is.
He is. And Robert, do you know, I mean, and I feel sorry for this guy because he does have a rare medical condition. And I think this is more of a serious story because
probably is.
You know, I mean, it's sad. It really is. And I feel sorry for people like this guy, like this guy right here from Gloucester, who can
Hamilton, 56.
He can only defecate through his mouth. This Gloucester resident was diagnosed with a rare medical condition and he claims that he has lost his job and that his wife threatens to leave him since he started vomiting his own feces. Separate.
Worst episode ever.
Several weeks ago.
George Hamilton, 56.
I can't even get through there.
was admitted at Gloucester Royal Hospital last week after suffering from severe constipation and vomiting what he described as big black turds and diarrhea. Well, you know.
Oh!
I like whacking it and maybe has some competition with big black turds, but I think I like whacking is probably the way to go. And diarrhea. Hamilton told doctors.
Oh, what's next?
He had not been able to defecate for the past 18 weeks.
Oh, boy.
Alexa, how long is 18 weeks?
18 weeks is 126 days.
Wow, that's a lot of days of not pooping.
Alexa, how many weeks is 18 weeks?
18 weeks is 18 weeks.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, I couldn't figure that out.
How many millenniums is 18 weeks? Alexa, how many millenniums is 18 weeks?
18 weeks is 0.0003 millennia.
Oh, shit. That's a lot.
Alexa, how many weeks until Christmas?
There are 19.7 weeks until Christmas Day.
Divide 19.
I don't know one.
I know. Well, you gotta let me finish. Alexa, what is 19.7 divided by 18?
19.7 divided by 18 rounds to 1.094.
Wow. I mean, practically, that's it.
I mean, he's only gonna poop once more between now and Christmas.
If he's lucky.
I mean, well, the good news is, I mean, apparently he's all filled up. So it's just coming out the other end now.
Yeah, it says Hamilton told doctors he'd not been able to defecate for the past 18 weeks and became increasingly worried when he started, as anybody would be worried, vomiting his own feces 2 weeks ago.
Now, Robert, let me ask you, if you are vomiting and you cover your mouth and your nose, does it spray out of your ass?
I don't think so.
Fantastic.
Well, I would belch at work.
Is it my turn?
I'll stop after I read this quote here. That seems like pretty loud.
Read the quote.
Okay. When I would belch at work, people around me would ask if somebody farted because the stench was so horrible. People would ask me if somebody farted because the stench was so horrible, George Hamilton told reporters.
Why is Hillary Clinton pictured further down the story?
I'm not going to look.
Hamilton, who works as a car salesman, says this horrific bad breath. Dude, your breath smells like shit. Has made his work impossible. Two of my clients fainted in front of me. He's similar, except I don't know, because actually Trump poops out of his mouth all the time. Two of my clients fainted in front of me, and one lady puked on my shoes. My wife won't even stand in the same room as me anymore. It's become unbearable, he admits, visibly frustrated. Doctors finally diagnose him with gastrojejunalcolic fistula. Alexa, what's gastrojejunalcolic fistula?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. Esophageal atresia is a congenital medical condition that affects the alimentary tract. It causes the esophagus to end in a blind-ended pouch rather than connecting normally to the stomach. She just doesn't know what I'm saying, so she just
fucking makes something up. That's not even near what I said. Anyway, this fistula is a rare disorder of the human gastrointestinal tract, which forces the body into fecal vomiting. And then this lady that looks like Hillary Clinton right here says, fecal vomiting is often accompanied by an odor of feces on the breath or other gastrointestinal symptoms, explains Dr. Annette Edwards of the Gloucestershire Royal Hospital. One of my Muslim co-workers told me it was you know, liquid fecal excrement. One of my Muslim co-workers told me it was a punishment from God. because I am gay, and then I eat and then I eat assholes. George Bob Hamilton told reporters visibly flustered, but I'm not gay. I've been married for 26 years. He told reporters furious. Doctors at Gloucestershire Royal Hospital have since then proceeded to manually extract 122 pounds of fecal matter. 120-pound man. An 18-hour-long procedure, according to medical staff. Hamilton will also undergo surgery next month to detach his colon from his stomach, a complication which may have arisen after a previous stomach surgery, believes Dr. Edwards. Why would you?
It's all connected to your stomach, isn't it? It has to.
Oh, man.
So, obviously, somebody screwed up and accidentally attached your colon to your stomach, which is causing you to burp up all of this stuff. Gross.
I feel sorry for the guy.
I do, you know?
Not as much as I feel sorry for this couple who were stuck together for 16 hours after mistaking super glue for lubricant. They're being punished by God as well for being gay.
That's true.
Oh, boy.
Well, George, I hope you feel... George! That's George. Holy shit, I just threw up crap out of my mouth.
Mr. Cocky Nuts, what do you think about the story?
Mr. Cocky Nuts.
Oh, man. Well, that's a good way to end episode 73 before sending you off for your vacay.
Is there any other way to end this episode?
And me? Oh, man. Good stuff. Well, hope you have a good vacation. And as we mentioned earlier, we do have... Let's see.
We do have the phone number.
Page here. Yeah, and as we mentioned
find
earlier...
Find a fucking drop, Robert. Damn it.
I don't know. Well, you know, I got a lot of tabs going on over here. As we mentioned, we do have a phone number.
Yeah. I noticed that you had a phone number.
And that number, as I mentioned earlier, is 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627.
You can also find... Oh, go ahead.
Leave us a message.
Oh, you
play
can.
Play it on the show. Yeah.
You can send us an SMS text message.
That's right, through the interwebs, through the SMS.
You may. You can do that through your... keep in mind that
mobile phone.
Your normal text message rates may apply.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want... You get charged 10 cents for texting us because you're on the only wireless plan in the world that still charges for an SMS message. Well, no.
I think overseas,
they do a lot. They still charge for that shit.
Yeah.
That's why WhatsApp is a thing. But anyway, if you don't...
WhatsApp's where you get all your snake porn.
You can reach us there. You can also find us at www.thetwobobs.com. And we have social things.
Yep. At Two Bobs Podcast on Twitter and Facebook. And we do have our Untapped, which I am at RobertK328.
I am also at RobertK328.
No, you're not.
I am at PhilRoberts33. And we have an email address. Let's just stay. Can you send us U.S. mail? We need to get a P.O. box.
Oh, man. Well, again, and also, too, you know, we used to ask for this every episode, like back in the early days when we didn't know what we were doing less than we don't know what we're doing now. And that was asking people to share the show. But we like word of mouth. Tell people about us. Share our posts on Facebook and Twitter with people. And, again, word of mouth helps spread the word.
It does.
All right.
There's a lot of things you can do with your mouths. And one of those.
Including take a shit, evidently.
You can shit out of your mouth.
Oh, man. Some would say we do that every week.
especially our wives.
All right. Well, I'll see you next. Well, and I won't see you next week. No. I see you in 2 weeks.
I mean, I'm sure we'll talk.
Yeah.
We're just not going to record an episode.
No.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, well.
I'll go shark fishing.
They'll survive.
All right. See ya. See you in 2 weeks.
All right, bye.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.